Say, it's time for...
All sleep.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, all sleep. All sleep is the margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company sat meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meat, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. It's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, and Mortimer is just entering the dining room.
Well, good morning, Agatha, dear.
Good morning.
Hey, Peggy, dear.
Hello, Daddy.
Hey, don't I get smooched, too? Lordy, dear. Please, Louie, I'm about to eat my breakfast. Imagine starting the day out like that.
Sit right down, Mortimer. Your breakfast is getting cold.
Yes, dear.
Mortimer, the way you lower yourself into your chair these mornings, you'd think you were 110 years old.
Yeah, he sits down like a bundle of wet wash.
Hey, well, now, by golly, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Oh, nonsense. You're just in the prime of your life. If you'd only do what that lecturer said over the club, you'd feel years younger.
Oh, Agatha, what kind of a lecture have you been through this time? He said to any worse.
It was nothing but plain ordinary common sense. He said all you have to do to stay young is just to, well, think young thoughts.
Hey, that's a great idea, Morty. Why don't you go out and put a down payment on a kitty car?
Yeah. Look here, guys. I don't know why you're both picking on me. I don't feel any older than anybody else my age.
Well, you're not, Father. Why, Jill and I were just saying that when we voted you and Mother as chaperones for our school dance.
Thank you very much, dear. I don't. Did you say you chaperoned the school dance?
Uh-huh. Isn't that sweet? We'll dance every dance.
Oh, but Agatha, you know how fussed I get when I try to dance.
But that's just the point. It's high time we started dancing again.
Oh, you better not, Aggie. The way Morty danced, he could get a job with the government. Stamping up forest fires.
I think Dad's a pretty good dancer, Uncle Louie.
Yeah, but how many tomatoes can he find that can dance the bunny hug?
Peggy, dear.
Yes, Father.
Now, darling, is it terribly important to you to have me chaperone the dance?
Oh, Father, it's vital. I promised Dr. Furlis you would.
Very well, dear. But I do hope that you'll have lots of broom dancers.
Broom dancers?
Yes, at least somehow I'm at my best dancing with a broom.
The other day, I asked a favorite hostess of mine, what's the secret of your easy hospitality? And she answered, why, the casserole, of course. And you know, she's right. For so many wonderful one-dish casserole meals can be browning slowly in the oven while you sit calmly entertaining your guests. Now, a casserole and all-sweet margarine go together like ham and egg. For a casserole is no better than the cream sauce that goes in it. And what a rich, creamy, velvety, smooth sauce you can make with All Sweet. Just wait till you taste All Sweet's delicate, natural flavor enriching a tuna fish and noodle casserole. And scalloped potatoes and ham baked slowly in a savory All Sweet sauce until the top turns crusty and bubbly and golden brown. Good, you bet. Wonderfully good. Yes, the next time folks are over for dinner, plan an All Sweet delicious casserole meal. Then just sit back and wait for the compliment. Remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
And another thing, Mortimer.
Just one other thing, dear.
Your hair, it's getting very thin on top.
Yeah. Pretty soon, huh, you'll have it. Just four hairs combed across the top of your head. You'll look like a ukulele.
Well, I feel like one right now being picked on. Agatha, dear, now look, I don't mean to criticize, but every time you go to one of those lectures, my whole life is turned inside out.
Well, on you, it's becoming.
you want to look young and vigorous and healthy, don't you? Well?
Yes, dear, yes. And Agatha, while you're remaking me, could you arrange it so I'd look a little like Cary Grant? Yes, young. Healthy and vigorous.
Oh, my back.
Oh, my gracious, I feel 1,000 years old. Oh, it's cold out here in the snow. Yes, Agatha and her ideas.
Go out and travel the walk, Mortimer. Drink in the drink right there, Mortimer. It'll do you worlds of good, Mortimer.
You poor, poor woman. Let me give you a hand.
You're breaking.
I have two of them, you know. But and a pair of gloves, one for each hand. Now let me take this up a little, lady.
No, look, Dr. Furmish. I'm not a lady. I'm Mortimer Meek, the father of Peggy.
Who?
Peggy.
Oh, of course. How are you, Peggy? You know you've changed since our last class at school yesterday.
Kittle paddle.
Do sometimes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now cut it out, will you? But look, before we go any further, I'm Mortimer Meek, and you are Dr. Fermi.
Oh, so good of you to tell me. Now, where were we?
You're Peggy's room head at school, remember? And you asked me to chaperone the dance at school, remember?
Of course I do. And how do you find school these days? Come to think of it, you probably don't find it. You're never in my class, Peggy.
Oh, Dr. Fermi, please. My daughter is in your class. I am her father. The father of the daughter that's in your class.
Imagine a father and a daughter in the same class.
No. The class is having the dancing party. Yes, the dance is... The chef is... it's no use.
Ah, but the modern dance is of use. Great use, Peggy. Perhaps you've read my book on the subject, How to Dance Without Your Feet. Or, The Dancer Who Really Knows Waltzes on His Partner's Toes.
No, I haven't, and I don't intend to either. So there. I hate dancing. I hate exercise in any form that is exercise.
Oh, but you mustn't hate exercise. Exercise is helpful. Perceive. Each day, I bend my torso forward like this, twist my shoulders like this, draw my hands up like this, and thrust my arms through like this.
My gracious, why do you go through all of that torture, Dr. Fern?
Well, how else is one to put his overcoat on? Well, I must be going. Hello. It's been alarming, but charming.
Dr. Furness, Agatha, Louis, even Peggy. Everybody's against me. Why don't you just let me grow old gracefully?
Mortimer!
Mortimer! There's a foolish answer. Yes, dear, I'm out here shoveling your walk.
Well, you get right on in here. I've something to say to you.
Yes, dear, time coming. Let me please the best quietly. Agatha and her lectures and Peggy and her dancing parties and Louie and... Oh, Louie.
Louie has just suggested the most wonderful thing.
And it only cost me $2. Here you are, Louie.
I reject that inference. I wasn't asking for no money. Thanks.
Mortimer, dear, you're going to be reconditioned.
I'm going to be reconditioned.
I'm going to be what?
Reconditioned. Morty, you're going to have the kicks taken out of them tired old muscles of yours.
But I like the kinks in them tired old muscles of mine. I'm very comfortable with them.
That ain't the point. You and me are going down to my old pal Spike Carver's gymnasium. Spike will fix you up.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Mortimer, stop acting like a child. Louis tells me that Spike is a builder of manly men.
Sir Agatha, if you don't mind, I'd just as soon go on being a meekly meek. I'm used to it.
Well, I do mind. I want my husband to be up to date. I want my husband to be a wonderful dancer, a specimen of physical fitness.
Come on, Louis. Let's go before your sister says something really fantastic.
Mr. Meek, you're supposed to straighten up after your band.
Well, if you don't mind, Spike, I'd just as soon go around on all fours.
Okay, take a breather. Well, tell me, Mr. Meek, do you feel any younger?
Sure, Spike, I feel a lot younger.
Yeah? Just how young do you feel?
As young as a 6-week-old baby.
Oh, now, don't give up, Mr. Mink. You got to understand what we're trying to do.
Well, but what are you trying to do, if I didn't know?
Save your breath, Morty. Don't waste it asking foolish questions. And move over to the right. It's hard for me to see you the way I'm laying here on this wrestling mat.
It's all right, Louie. Anything to oblige you. I wouldn't want you to strain yourself.
Okay, Mr. Mink. We're ready for the next exercise.
Well, there's only one other exercise I could take today.
Yeah? What's that?
Tiddlywinks.
You don't know your own strength. Now, just slip into these.
Those? My gracious, those are boxing gloves.
They're not jelly donuts. Now, let's see you do a little scuttlebutt.
Yeah, no, Spike, no.
Look, Morty, what are you, a man or a groundhog?
Tell you what I'll do. I'll put the gloves on with you.
You put... No, I've never had any experience. What if you hit me on the chin?
You'd never feel a thing.
Now, look, if you want to box with somebody, you ought to take somebody your own size.
Okay, stand on that chair.
Well, if I do, I'll be taller than you.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll stand on a ladder.
Now, look, maybe we better both stay on the floor. Then I won't have too far to fall.
Oh, stop worrying. Be like me.
Casual.
Relax.
Sure, Morty. Be relaxed.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Look, don't yawn so hard. It may interfere with your relaxation.
Okay, Mr. Rick. Now that you got the boxing gloves on,
kick me in the chin.
Me hit you on the chin?
Sure, go ahead. Hit me on the chin.
Then what do you do?
Call a doctor and have your knuckles reset. Oh, go ahead, Mickey. Let me have it.
Well, all right, but now I won't be responsible.
Here it comes.
Well, ain't you going to fall down?
Mr. Me, you haven't been eating your spinach. Now,
hit me again.
All right. Good gracious, I can't understand what's holding you up.
Say, Louie.
Yes, Mike?
Your brother-in-law here needs a little more practice. We'll spar around a little. You can be timekeeper.
Okay, Spike. Say, hand me that bell so I won't have to change positions. Yeah, thanks. I'll give you a blow-by-blow description. That'll make it sound like a real fight.
Now, wait a minute, Spike. Wait. I really think I've had enough for today. Well, I feel... Fine.
Oh, come on, Mr. Mink. This will be over in no time.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. I'd like to see you land one on my chin. I'd like to see you take a left hook into my ribs. Yes, sir. I'd like to see you drive a terrific right into my midsection. I'd like to see you.
Yeah. Okay, boys. Shake hands and come out fighting. There's the bell. Morty and Spike move to the center of the ring. They just finished shaking hands. Morty is still shaking. Now they're walking around each other. Morty's looking for an opening. He's got his eye on the back door. Now the boys are standing toe to toe. They're looking at each other straight in the eye. Spike is trying to keep a straight face. Wait a minute. Looks like there might be some action here. Any day now. Let it go. Spike beats with his left, but short. Morty beats with his right. Morty face with his left. Morty face with his left. Morty face with his left. Morty face.
No. Oh, what happened? Where am I? Who am I?
Come on, Morty, get up. Aggie wants you home for a dancing lesson. Peggy's waiting to give it to you.
Okay, Louis. Peggy will give it, but can I take it?
Hi, here's old man Opportunity knocking. May I come in?
Opportunity, Mr. Weigel? Opportunity for what?
The opportunity, my dear lady, to partake of the food of youth. It helps to build energy, stamina, the wherewithal to withstand...
To withstand the ravages of age, Mr. Weigel? Will it help turn a mole into a mountain of energy? Oh, Mr. Weigel, tell me all.
Well, all, my sweet lady, is all sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. All wheat is chock full of wonderful food energy. What's more, every pound is fortified with 15,000 units of vitamin A, making All Sweet one of the very richest sources of this essential vitamin. And, mind you, the vitamin A content of All Sweet doesn't go down in the wintertime. It's the same all year round. Oh, by the way, what's that description, Mrs. Mead?
A youthful luncheon for Mortimer. I figured that if drinking young salt could make Mortimer feel young, then eating the right things could help, too. So I'm making him a junior club sandwich.
Oh, brother, how young can you get? Well, just remember to spread that sandwich from crust to crust with All Sweet, Mrs. Meek, and you'll double its energy value, as well as its goodness. And for goodness sake, all year round, use All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Daddy? Yeah. Oh, I showed you how to set those. Now you try it alone.
Oh, now, but Peggy, I don't feel like dancing. I feel like I've been through a meat chopper today.
Poor Daddy. But there's really nothing to this step. Just let yourself go.
If only people would let me go.
Oh, that's it. Let yourself go, Father. And the first thing you know, you're a jitterbug.
Yeah, and the next thing I know, I've got lumbago. Oh, no, Peggy, I just know I'll never be able to dance like that.
Now, Daddy, you know what Mother told you.
Yeah.
You've got to be a young chaperone at the school dance. So, you'll just have to brush up on your steps.
Well, one more step and they'll have to brush me up.
Oh, Daddy, you're just self-conscious.
No, dear, I'm unconscious.
Why, all you need is a little limbering up.
Peggy, dear, any more limbering up and I'll never be anything but limp the rest of my life.
I know what.
Yeah, what? Yeah, fearing the worst.
We'll begin with a nice old-fashioned step.
Oh, that's better. Yes, I think I can still walk. Yeah. Da 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 dee. La da da.
No, Father. Huh? I said an old-fashioned step, not an ancient step. Now we'll try the Ben Boogie.
Ben Boogie?
Uh-huh. It's the cross between the Big Apple and the Lindy Hop. Now, hang on and I'll leave.
Oh, no. Oh, my baby. You're Peggy. No, I can't keep up with you. No, no.
It's so easy. Oh. We're just doing the basic steps of the Big Apple.
Well, I feel more like a baked apple. Scribble, that is.
Oh, Daddy, you can't quit now. Oh. We're just getting in the groove.
Well, I'd rather stay here in my rut.
A few more steps and we'll be cutting the rug.
Oh, now, Peggy, now, let's not get destructive.
Johnny, you don't understand.
What?
When the cat frisks the whiskers and the skin man starts to beat and the slipstick moans, all the gators get cut and dig the jive.
Dig the jive. That's extremely fascinating and no doubt has some meaning for some people. Please, just sit down, dear.
Oh, but Daddy, Mother expects you to be ready, willing, and able to dance at the school party. And I can see you couldn't take a whole evening of this.
Thank you for your sympathy, dear. You think your mother could?
I guess not. But she'd keep trying.
Yeah, I know, until we both drop. Golly, Peggy, I just have to figure out some way to make your mother stop trying to make me act younger than I really am.
You sure do. Hey!
Huh?
It might work.
No, Peggy, it wouldn't. I'd collapse right on the middle of the floor. I'd be a stretcher case in 5 minutes.
No, Daddy, you don't understand. I'm not talking about your dancing. I'm talking about your not dancing.
Not dancing? Oh, Peggy, my darling daughter. Yeah, those are the sweetest words I've heard all day. How do we do it?
Come on, Daddy. We'll get our heads together and make plans.
Good, dear. My, it's certainly going to be pleasant just to exercise my brains for a while.
Now, hold your right hand up, Father.
You hold the hand up.
And point the first finger straight up.
Straight up.
Good. Now, wiggle it.
Yeah, but I feel so silly.
Right, Daddy. Now, get that eager beaver look on your face.
Eager beaver?
Sure. Give out with a tear. Make with a smile. Show the teeth. Like this.
Oh, no. Not great. I thought you wanted me to really look like a beaver. You know, with long front teeth. strike my hat down.
Why, sure. Make a pork pie out of it. Like this.
Oh, Peggy, dear, that's my good hat.
Father, do you or do you not want to make Mother stop making you young?
Yes, I do. Here, let me strike my hat.
Now, Dad, have you got it all memorized?
Yeah, every word, dear, but I'm getting cold feet.
Oh.
Yes, I'm afraid I won't be able to convince your mother. You know, dear, sometimes I think she sees right through me.
Well, make it good, Daddy. Convince her, and she'll let you be your age.
Yes, my age.
Are you ready?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, good. Then I'll go downstairs and prepare the way. See you later, Daddy, and good luck.
And he did everything you told him to do, Louie.
Sure, sis. But I don't think you'll ever be able to reform him. Morty's been a stick in the mud so long, well, I think he's hopeless.
Well, he's not going to be a stick in the mud any longer. Oh, I'm sure we'll make him see it our way. And he'll be a happier man and thank us for it. I wonder what he's doing upstairs all this time.
Father? Oh, I think he's coming downstairs right now.
Nonsense, dear. I don't even hear him.
I do. I think I hear Father coming downstairs right now.
Hey, please, salutations and stuff to you and you and you.
Why, Mortimer, your hat.
Yeah, oh, the forehead picture? Well, how do you like it, heartbeat?
Yeah.
Forehead picture?
Yeah.
Heartbeat? Mortimer, what's gotten into you?
I'm a red hot cookie fresh from the jar. Beat me, Daddy. Eight to the bar. Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Hey, Morty, have you been at my hair tonic?
Mortimer, Luke, what in the world is the matter with you?
Who, me? Why, I'm just in the groove. Well, don't stand around like a couple of squares.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, Aggie. Grab hold of Daddy. Yeah. We're going to swing and sway the Mortimer way. Hey, come on now.
Mortimer, stop.
Mortimer, have you done nothing?
A one and a three and a fiver. And what do you make with the diver? Well, all right, sugar, all right. You're going to act like an old stick in the mud.
Mortimer, Jesus. What happened to you?
Not a thing, girl, not a thing. I just recaptured my youth, yeah. The way you said, no more of the old corn for me. No. From now on, I'm riding astride that ever-loving, toppy-shoving, hand-and-gloving boogie bean.
What?
Well, that's what you wanted, isn't it, Agatha?
Yes, I guess so. Only I didn't think you'd change quite this much.
This much? Oh, cuckoo. Lamb's wool. This is only the beginning. Mm-hmm. Just wait.
Sure. You mean you're going to... the school dance?
The school dance? Why, that'll just be the warm-up, Aggie. Yes, I'm as mellow as a cello and ready to...
Bellow. Well, I'll be a sizzling steak.
Yes. I want jive and I know where to get it. Yes, there's a new place over in Swing Alley. Isn't it, Aggie? We're heading for the jam pot.
Jam pot?
Hey, I've heard about that place. That's no place for you to be taking my sister.
Louis, from now on, if it's young, it's for me. Look, I'll read you the advertisement in the paper here. The jam pot. New rhythm rendezvous for those few who can do. The pot is hot through and through. Bring your feet, let them go. Hot Horn Herbie runs the show.
Hot Horn Herbie?
Yeah.
He's the new, young band leader singer, Mother. He's supposed to be sensational.
Well, actually, how about it?
Well, Mortimer, it isn't exactly what I expected, but if you really want to go there...
Want to go there? Why, Agatha, I wouldn't miss the floor show for anything.
Floor show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah! That's where they got that new samba dancer. That one with plenty of bitter energy.
It's me.
Huh? What's the matter?
I wasn't going to say anything about the dancer, Louis. Oh. I was going to surprise Agatha.
Oh, you were? Well, I think I'd like to know about it right now. Peggy, dear, leave the room.
Are you kidding? Yes, Mother. I hope you can do something with Father.
Now, Mortimer, who is this dancer?
This is girl, Agatha.
Oh, yeah? Listen, that tomato's supposed to have left a trail of smoke all the way from Havana. Hey, ain't there nothing about her in that there ad?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, your picture's in it, there, but oh, of course, you wouldn't be interested in that, Agatha.
Oh, wouldn't I? Hand me that paper, Martin.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, Samura and her Samba cuties do her famous feather dance based on...
tickles me.
Wait, is that the girl?
Yeah, you're right there in that costume.
What costume?
Let me see that.
Well, Mortimer?
Now, Agatha, don't look at me that way.
So that's why you want us to go to that place. That's why you've been cutting up and acting like a 14-year-old. Well, you listen to me, Mortimer. You're not a 14-year-old.
Not a 14-year-old.
You're a full-grown, mature man.
Sure, a victim, mature man.
Mortimer, you have responsibility.
Responsibility.
And you're going to ask your age.
Ask my age.
And you're going to get this youthful nonsense out of your head. Is that clear?
Yes, dear. As you said, honey.
Yes.
May I have this next wall?
You know, there's a little game called Text Pop when he's feeling good. It's a game often played when Junior wants a new sweater or Mom a new hat. Now, here's how it goes. First, before Dad gets home from work, lay out his slippers and tights. Then, and this is most important, serve him a super-duper dinner. A dinner that tastes like $5 per plate, yet actually costs next to nothing, thanks to leftovers and all-sweet margarine. You see, all-sweet makes any food, any meal better. Leftover vegetables turn up in a casserole all rich and creamy and bubbly with a savory all-sweet sauce. Leftover hash is crisp and tender, thanks to a slow browning in delicate, natural-tasting all-sweet. And just wait till Pop sinks his teeth into a fruit pudding, rich on the inside with all-sweet's delicate cooking goodness, rich on the outside with a delicious all-sweet hot sauce. Man, oh man, any Pop's a pushover with a satisfying all-sweet dinner like that. Yes, all-sweet is a real help in budget-minded homes. So remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Slippers, Father?
Thank you, dear.
And your smoking jacket?
Thank you, baby. Oh, it's certainly wonderful to see myself again. Yeah. Baby, I'm sorry you missed the fun. You should have seen your mother's face when I told her about that dancer.
She sure was funny.
She sure was, yeah. Peggy, did you?
I sure did, through the keyhole. After all, Father, you don't think I'd miss seeing you lose your youth?
No.
Meet, starring Horace Lewis and Burl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. Company.